Combination?
Yep, it's a combination. So it's, strength conditioning. So we'll have a couple racks. We'll have dumbbell racks. We'll have some conditioning pieces. But it's fairly minimal in the sense of a gym that you're probably a more commercial gym that most of us are used to.
Thank you.
Anyone have any other comments, questions for the petitioner? Okay. Unless anyone feels the need to further assess this, Jonathan's recommendation that we approve this without a subcommittee, I support that. And unless somebody feels differently, I say we just move on to a vote on this.
I would move to approve the recommendation by staff.
Second.
Okay. I don't know if we need to, that requires a vote or not, but.
We still need to take a vote. So I've got James got the motion, Ron got the second, but is there discussion, I guess?
On the petition itself. Okay. If I have any questions?
Nope.
Okay, well then I guess we'll have a vote to approve PZ-1-21 special use permit, physical fitness facility, River North Strength, 10505 Big Bend Boulevard, suites A and B, subject to the conditions contained in Mr. Raich's July 29, 2020 report. Another roll call.
Chairman Atkins?
Yes.
Commissioner Klipple?
Yes.
Commissioner O'Donnell?
Yes.
Commissioner Deal?
Yes.
Commissioner Eagleton?
Yes.
Commissioner Evans?
Yes.
Commissioner Finer?
Yes.
Motion passes 7-0. And that was our first case of the 2021 fiscal year for those keeping track. So we are case 121.
Okay, so they are on the city council. Yeah, I don't know if you want to.
Yeah, so we will schedule a public hearing for that as well. Special use permits do require the public hearing, so we'll get them on, or we'll forward this to the city council for them to schedule for the mayor to schedule a public hearing as soon as he sees fit.
All right, so the next thing, commission staff internal items. Jonathan, do you have some development project updates?
Yes, thanks. So not too drastic of updates, but I did want to just make sure everyone is aware. So from our July 14th meeting, and I apologize, I don't think I had given this update. I don't think we had the news from the next day, but so the PZ-2520, the Petromart project, that was withdrawn by the applicant. So they have chose that application is now done. It won't be going on to city council. They withdrew before the public hearing was set. And let's see, the public hearing for PZ-1520, the Kirkwood Flats or the James proposal, that was just recently set it's been sent out to the papers for publish, but it was set for a special meeting of the city council on August 27th. So it's an off week, a Thursday on an off week of the council meeting, special meeting on August 27th for 6 p.m. So that will be an item just for that at the city council public hearing. So
what is a special meeting? What does that mean?
So it's just that will be the only item on the agenda, and it's an off week. So they meet on the first and third Thursdays. So it's special meeting, meaning it's not their regular scheduled taking time. But right. it will function as a public hearing, and they will hold that via Zoom as well.
And if city council votes on it, then in order to approve it, they would require a supermajority?
It does not. So it's not, that would only be for rezonings. So they, it received a split vote from the Planning and Zoning Commission, but it would only require 4 positive votes from the city council if the city council chooses to pass it.
Okay, thank you.
I'll just bring one other item wanted to mention. If you've been driving by Guyer Big Bend, you'll see that the 5 single family homes that have been demolished, and we're working with the applicant there to get their final construction permits approved, but they are getting very close to having those as well. So I just wanted to draw attention to that. That's all you had on my list for the development updates. I do have one other item, not related to development, but are there other development updates before I move on to the next?
I have one.
Yeah.
I was driving by the other day and saw a big leasing space sign in front of what we approved for Talio Coffee. Are they still planning, or did they pull, or I missed that?
Yeah, they are not pursuing. They're not pursuing that property anymore. They are looking at other options in the area. Amy's had quite a few discussions with them. We're expecting to see something from them soon on another option to pursue.
Okay. And then my other question is, do I remember, didn't you say the doggy daycare was pulled?
No, it was approved, the contract fell through with Camp Bow Wow. However, there is a different outfitter called No Leash Needed, I think is the name. And so they have applied, they've already applied to the Architecture Review Board. They are coming up on their deadline, but they are also they're working through final comments to get a permit issued on that space as well.
Okay.
So will that be coming back to us?
No. So they are able to comply with all the conditions of the special use permit. And since we don't issue it to specific businesses, it's just for the use. And if somebody else can come in and pick that up, they're allowed to do that. So they came in and it's good. I think it's a good deal that they found somebody else that could come in and use the property with the same plan. So
Kirkwood Flats.
I'm sorry, what was that?
On Kirkwood Flats, going back to that for a minute.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Special meeting at City Council. Is that without modification to what we've seen? Or can they modify the proposal and go to City Council?
They could submit a revised plan. We haven't received one yet. As you would expect, they are looking at all options right now. So I have not received any revised plans, and it would be up to the City Council really to determine if the City Council feels that the revision is drastic enough to send it back to you, to the Commission, where they would want your feedback. They could still do that, but if it they could also, you know, conclude that the changes were minor or were positive based on your objections, et cetera, and may decide to act on it. But we have not received anything yet.
Thank you.
Just real quick, back to the dog place. Is that, what's the timeline-ish, do you think, on that?
On, like, them opening?
Yeah.
Kind
of build out involved. I don't remember that.
Yeah, there is quite a bit of site work and build out. I think they are pretty close to permits. There's some, you know, some administrative stuff, the guarantee that we need to collect in that. So, I have not talked to the business owner one on one. So I'd hesitate to say what they're shooting for at this point.
Jonathan, did the applicant, did they lose their franchise? Is that the thing? They just lost their franchise and are going with a different franchisor, or is it a completely different?
It's a completely different owner. I'm not comfortable enough. I wasn't privy. You know, I've heard some information, but I don't know exactly the ins and outs of what happened with the previous outfit. I just know this is a separate, separate entity, separate individuals.
Yeah. Okay.
And Jonathan, if it is No Leash Needed, they are currently operating up on Watson Road, probably on, you know, a half mile east of Kirkwood or Lindbergh, whatever it's called there. So it sounds like they may be relocating from Crestwood.
There's actually several locations. I don't know if they're the reason I know is because we were looking at using them actually.
So yeah.
I don't know. If they're a franchise or if they're just local, but there's several.
Yeah, I think they have one on 141, kind of near well, near 44 and 141.
Yeah, up in that area.
Yep. All right. Jonathan, any other development update questions?
Yeah, a question on Emerson Estates. Anything more on that?
Yes. So they are still making progress. I don't recall. So when COVID hit, they hit a little bit of a snag. So they I think we did go through, I have to remember all the steps. They had to request an extension to record the plat, and then COVID hit and they are back up against that timeline. We gave another 3 months, and so they're struggling. So that the plat has been submitted to the county to be recorded, but things are delayed there. So, but that is recording of the plat, which means creation of the lots is imminent. And they are working on their end to get more progress. I mean, the streets, I don't know if you've been out there yet, but the streets, actually, I haven't been out there personally in a while, but the street is in, and so they are, and utilities under the street are all in, and that, so they're making progress on the infrastructure side.
It's taken 6 to 8 weeks nowadays for recorder's
for office. Documents.
It's crazy.
All right, if there's no other development updates, I did want to just mention too that on tomorrow's council agenda, there are board and commission appointments, and there are two additional planning and zoning commission, new commissioners that are up for vote by the council. So assuming those are approved tomorrow, we will, at our next meeting, we would have, unless any of you decide to go on vacation in the Grand Canyon and can't be reached, then we might have a full commission.
Okay. Speaking of our next meeting, it would be on August 19, and that would be via Zoom. I love it that it was September 2nd and September 16, venue to be determined. I guess we're going to be optimistic, and we're all back together at City Hall. So,
Jonathan, do you really see us meeting on the 19th with the two open items and the things for the subcommittees this past week?
Let me think about that. So, We do have an item of new business.
Okay, good enough.
Yeah, so, at minimum, we'll have that. We'll try to wrangle in whatever else is ready.
would Montessori be?
Oh, I forgot about Montessori.
We were still waiting. They were going to, they submitted revised plans, which I haven't reviewed yet, but I think they were still waiting on revising their traffic study because they wanted to allow for the ability for potential increased enrollment. I don't think that was included in their revised plan, so I believe we're still waiting on that as their choice to pursue a little bit of a change there. So,
and Jonathan, you don't anticipate that will be ready for the 19th?
The Villa di Maria?
Yeah.
It could be. It just depends. I haven't asked them on what their anticipated timeline is for that revised traffic study. So.
Okay. Nothing else. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All right.
Okay. I guess everybody raise your hand. Right, favor. That's unanimous. All right.